In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Catalina Rivas is a married woman with two children who has received frequent messages from Jesus and the Virgin Mary. She has received the stigmata of the Passion of Jesus and is a victim soul for sinners. The Bishop of Cochabamba in Bolivia, Monsignor René Fernandez, gave his imprimatur in 1998 for the publication of her books. Among them is the Holy Mass, which is a revelation she received during a Mass celebrated by the Archbishop in the cathedral. This testimony can help us to better understand what the Mass is and the great mystery that is celebrated in it. She tells us that at the offertory, suddenly some figures that she had not seen before began to stand up. It was as if from the side of each person who was in the cathedral, another person came out. They were young, beautiful figures. They were dressed in white robes, and they went out to the central aisle, heading towards the altar. Our Mother, the Virgin Mary, told me, "Look, they are the guardian angels of each person who is here. It is the moment when your angel brings your offerings and petitions to the altar of the Lord." Those young people had faces so beautiful, so radiant as one cannot imagine. Their faces were very beautiful. The complexion of their bodies, their hands, their stature was of a man. The bare feet did not step on the ground, but were moving as if sliding. That procession was very beautiful. The Virgin Mary repeated, "They are the angels of the people who are offering this holy mass for many intentions, and who are aware of what this celebration means and have something to offer to the Lord. It is the moment to offer. Offer your sorrows, your pains, your hopes, your sadness, your joys, your requests. Remember that the Mass has an infinite value, so be generous in offering and asking." Behind the first angels, others came who had nothing in their hands. They brought them empty. Mary said, "They are the angels of the people who, being here, never offer anything, who have no interest in living every moment of the Mass, and have no offerings to bring before the altar of the Lord." Lastly, there were other angels who were half sad, with their hands together in prayer, but with downcast eyes. And Mary said to me, "They are the angels of the people who, being here, are not here." In other words, they are the people who have come by force or by commitment, but without any desire to participate in the Mass. And the angels are sad, because they have nothing to offer at the altar except their own prayers. Do not sadden your guardian angel. Ask a lot. Ask for the conversion of sinners, for world peace, for your relatives, neighbors, for those who entrust themselves to your prayers. Ask a lot. Ask a lot, but not only for yourselves, but also for others. Remember that the offering that is most pleasing to the Lord is your own offering, so that Jesus, as he comes down to the altar, may transform it by his own merits. What do you have to offer to the Father by yourselves? Nothingness and sin. But by offering yourselves united to the merits of Jesus, this offering is pleasing to the Father. The final moment of the preface arrived, when the assembly said, "Holy, holy, holy." Suddenly, thousands of small and large angels appeared. Angels with huge wings, angels with small wings, angels without wings. All dressed in robes like the white albs of the priests. They all knelt with hands joined in prayer and bowed their heads reverently. Beautiful music was heard, as if there were many choirs with different voices that sang in unison with the people, "Holy, holy, holy." And the moment of consecration arrived, the most wonderful moment of miracles. And a multitude of people appeared, dressed in the same tunic, but in different colors, pink, green, light blue, lilac, yellow. Their faces were also bright, full of joy, and they all seemed to be the same age. You could see that there were people of different ages, but they all looked the same in their faces, without wrinkles, happy. Everyone also knelt before the song of the Holy, Holy, Holy. Our Mother, the Virgin Mary, said, "They are the saints and blessed of heaven, and among them are also the souls of your relatives who enjoy the presence of God." And I saw to the right of the Archbishop, a step behind him, kneeling on some very fine, transparent, but luminous fabrics, the Blessed Virgin Mary, with her hands pressed together, looking attentively and respectfully at the celebrant. She said, "Does it catch your attention to see me a little further behind the celebrant? It should be like that. With how much my son loves me, he has not given me the dignity that he gives to a priest of being able to carry him in his hands daily. For this reason, I have such deep respect for the priest and for the great miracle that God performs through him, which is why I kneel here." In front of the altar, shadows of people in gray began to appear, raising their hands up. Mary spoke to me, saying, "They are the blessed souls in purgatory who are waiting for your prayers." And the Virgin Mary added, "I personally, nowhere am I more present than at Holy Mass, and you will always find me at the foot of the tabernacle, where I remain with the angels, because I am always with him." The moment of consecration arrived. The priest was of normal height. Suddenly, he began to grow and become full of light. A supernatural light between white and gold enveloped him and became very intense on his face, so I could not see his features. When he lifted the host, I saw his hands and they had marks on the back, from which a lot of light came out. It was Jesus. It was he who, with his body, enveloped the priest as if lovingly surrounding him. At that moment, the host began to grow to an enormous size, and in it was the wonderful face of Jesus, looking at everyone. It seemed that he was looking only at me from the huge host, but he contemplated each person, full of love. Then I lowered my head until my forehead was on the ground, as all the angels and saints did. Immediately afterwards, Monsignor said the words of consecration of the wine, and together with his words, lightning began in the sky and in the background. The ceiling and walls of the church disappeared from my sight. Everything was dark, and only that light shone on the altar. Suddenly, I saw Jesus crucified from the head to the lower part of the chest. On the right side of Jesus, there was a wound, and blood poured out to the left, and to the right came rays of light that were directed to the faithful. I was amazed at the amount of blood that flowed into the chalice. I thought it was going to overflow and stain the whole altar, but not a drop fell. Our Mother, the Virgin Mary, told me, "This is the miracle of miracles. For the Lord, there is neither time nor distance, and at the moment of consecration, the entire assembly is transferred to the foot of Calvary at the moment of the crucifixion of Jesus." When we were going to pray the Lord's Prayer, our Lord Jesus Christ spoke for the first time and said to me, "I want you to pray, and that at this moment you bring to your memory the person or people who have caused the most damage to you during your life, so that you can hug them to your chest and tell them with all your heart, 'In the name of Jesus, I forgive you and I wish you peace.' If that person deserves peace, the person will receive it. If that person is unable to open up to peace, that peace will return to your heart. But I don't want you to receive and give peace to other people when you are not able to forgive and feel that peace first in your heart." The moment of peace came, and I leaped to hug the person next to me. I was able to truly feel the Lord's embrace in a very intense light, because at that moment I had been able to forgive and remove all rejection of other people from my heart. It was time for the celebrant's communion. When the Monsignor was taking communion, our Mother, the Virgin Mary, told me, "This is the moment to ask for the celebrant and the priests who accompany him. Repeat with me, 'Lord, bless them, sanctify them, help them and purify them, sustain them with your love. Remember all the priests and consecrated souls of the world and pray for them.'" When I received communion, the host had a different flavor. It was a mixture of blood and incense that entirely flooded me. I felt so much love that the tears flowed from me without being able to contain them. When I got to my seat, I heard the prayers of a lady who was sitting in front of me and who had just received communion. She was saying, "Lord, remember that we are at the end of the month and I don't have money to pay the car fee, the kids' schools, help me. Please make my husband stop drinking so much. I can't take it anymore. And my youngest son is going to lose the year again. And don't forget the neighbor who has to move to a house, to do it at once, because I can't take her anymore. And Jesus said to me, have you noticed? Not once has she told me that she loves me. Not once has she thanked me for the gift I have given her to come down to her poor humanity. Not once has she told me, thank you, Lord. She just said a litany of requests, and almost everyone who comes to receive me is like that. You do not realize that I need your love. Remember that I am the beggar of love in this sublime hour of communion. When the priest was giving the blessing, the Blessed Virgin Mary said to me, make the sign of the cross well. Remember that this blessing could be the last you receive in your life. You do not know, after leaving, if you are going to die, and you do not know if you are going to have the opportunity for another priest to give you a blessing. Those consecrated hands are giving you the blessing in the name of the Holy Trinity. Therefore, make the sign of the cross respectfully and as if it were the last of your life. How many blessings we miss for not understanding and not participating well in the Holy Mass every day. Why not make an effort and start the day half an hour earlier so that you can attend Mass? And Jesus said to me, do not run after the Mass. Stay a moment in my company. Enjoy it and let me also enjoy it. I wait for you every day at Mass and Communion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.